from the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
The Wisconsin Badger men's basketball team advanced to the semifinals in the Big Ten tournament, knocking off Minnesota 83-57 in impressive fashion in Indianapolis last night. Ben Bruss led the way with a career-high 29 points. Nigel Hayes added 15 points and 6 rebounds. Bronson Koenig had 14 points and 3 boards off the bench. The Badgers will now take on Michigan State, who beat Northwestern last night 67-51. The other game today has Michigan taking on Ohio State. The win last night was the 700th of Bo Ryan's coaching career. B.J. Raji has agreed to a one-year contract with the Packers. He was originally a 2009 first-round draft pick. He turned down an $8 million offer a year ago. He'd had a $4 million offer on the table for a week, but chose to wait until testing the free agency market before accepting it on Friday. The Brewers knocked off Arizona 9-8 in spring ball on Friday. Caleb Gindel drove in Chris Davis with an infield grounder with the bases loaded in the 10th inning to give the Brewers the win. Jonathan Lucroy had a home run in the game. Willie Peralta was the starter. He gave up 3 earned runs on 6 hits in 4 and 2-thirds innings, no walks and 3 strikeouts. The Brewers send Tyler Thornburg to the mound today when they take on the Reds at spring ball. The UW-Stevens Point men's basketball season is over. The top-ranked Pointers were upset on their home court in overtime, 76-73 by the Amory Eagles from Atlanta. The Pointers had a chance to win at the end of regulation and another last shot at the end of overtime, but neither opportunity would drop. The Eagles broke the tie with about 3 seconds left in the OT with an uncontested three-point basket. The UWSP women's hockey team had no answer for St. Thomas last night in a 5-0 loss at Ice Hawks Arena. The Pointers were 0-for-6 on the power play in the NCAA tournament game. Meanwhile, the Pointer men's hockey team plays in the NCAA tournament tonight for the first time in 16 years. They take on St. Thomas in St. Paul. Meanwhile, the Badger hockey team dropped their matchup with Michigan State in overtime last night, 5-4. They'll play again this afternoon to finish up the regular season. At the NCAA Indoor Track Championships in Albuquerque, Michael Learman of the Badgers won the weight throw with a throw of 76 feet, 1 3/4 inches. The Bucks signed free agent forward Chris Wright to a 10-day contract yesterday. The Bucks are back in action tonight as they take on the Knicks in New York. And on the high school schedule, boys basketball state tournament results from Friday included Nina beating Maquanago 58-41 and Germantown topping Milwaukee King 77-60 in Division I play. Division II, Wisconsin Lutheran over West De Pere 64-44. Rice Lake beat Greendale 70-58. And in Division III, Brown Deer a 48-45 win over Manitowoc Roncalli. Lodi knocked off Elk Mound 50-47. So today's title games are set. Division I, Nina and Germantown. Division II, Wisconsin Lutheran, Rice Lake. Division III, it's Brown Deer against Lodi. Division IV, Whitefish Bay Dominican against Blair Taylor. And Division V, Green Bay New Lutheran takes on Thorpe. Girls basketball sectional action today involving Central Wisconsin teams. It'll be Wisconsin Rapids Assumption against Goodman Pembine, that game being played at DC Everest. Division III, Neillsville will take on Hayward at River Falls. Adams Friendship plays Broadhead at Middleton. Division IV, Auburndale and Algoma will square off at Waupaca. And in Division V, Owen Withy takes on South Shore, that game being played at Spooner. That's a look at sports. I'm Tom King.